Okay, we have very limited time for a couple things to the private group because you have to be totally free by quarter till. So for this group, I'm thinking, you know, what can we get into in 8 minutes or something? And I think from the main show, the most important message that I got from you is that even though this is not the standard vaccine, and millions of people have already gotten it, and some of whom, friends of mine, have looked at the information I sent them after they got the shot and say, oh my God, what did we just do? I mean, which is that's a situation that's repeating over and over again. And there's literally millions that need, some of which will be open to getting help from the symptoms that they're getting from the shot. And you're saying, yeah, that's not only is it not impossible to help people after they get the injections, but it's really feasible and it's not out of harmony with what you do to take care of yourself all the time. It's just more focus on it, right?
Yeah, you have to you create the lifestyle that creates the trade that supports it. You add the iodine or the luminine that is going to change the genetic mutations that happen by creating normal, healthy cells and stimulating the killing of the mutated cells. That's huge.
That is a really big deal. Yeah. Now, because
all the organ systems. That's people, what the group needs. If they just get that one point,
iodine number one and maybe D3 if they're not out in the sun all the time.
Well, no, the sun isn't enough. My experience, you know, the minimum is 400, but I'm seeing people at this point needing somewhere between 1 and 10,000 units a day.
Yeah, when I was using vitamin D3 the most, I was doing 10,000 a day, and it seemed to be fine. I don't think there's any danger of that being too much.
Well, everybody's different, but you want to check your levels and so forth.
Right. Yeah, at this point, I don't want to go anywhere near any doctors. So, you know, I'm kind of doing my own lab feedback.
I understand. But, I wouldn't go above that. I haven't seen people.
Right. Five to 10, maybe.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, we have ranges. Same with Illuminate. Everybody's different. Everyone's unique. Right. You just start slow and build up to where you're feeling okay.
I think with anything, starting slow and seeing what the reaction is
and simple. Back down if it feels too much.
Exactly. Common sense.
But right. Hope is there. Not hope. We can do it.
More this than hope.
Worse because a lot of people that got the vaccine, then they wake up and say, like, oh my God, what can I do?
Yeah, like I'm already, there's nothing I can do.
And that's what I'm saying is don't think that way. You can rebuild your system from the DNA up.
One of the reasons they are thinking that way is they've been told once the DNA is corrupted, that corrupted DNA is going to be replicating.
Yes.
And it's going to be instead of normal. And how do they change that?
Right. And that's where the iodine apparently, in terms of the research, changes it back to normal. And
that would be incredible.
Other cells. Apoptosis, which is the body kills the abnormal and mutated cells and cancer cells and so forth. It stimulates the body to do that with the different kinds of cellular immunity.
Now you're talking about autophagy basically, right?
Yeah.
And that brings up another subject that you have some experience with, which is fasting. Because it's famous for autophagy as well. So would you say that wise use, appropriate to your situation of green juice fasting might be another way to further help the DNA recover?
Absolutely. And I did, for sure. We are having a fast. I don't know when your program is exactly coming out, but we are having a fast on April 26th through the internet.
Which means it's like a supervised daily meeting or something and to see how your fast is going and give you
three times a day, depending on what time zone, yeah.
And that's April 6th, you said?
26th.
26th.
And people just go to drcousins.com or treeoflife.mn.co.
And they get all the details.
Yes.
How long of a fast?
7 days.
Okay, that sounds great.
It's very safe, it's very easy, but it is doing exactly what you're saying. The autophagy, it really protects people in a good way that way.
Right, and you're going to tell people how to make their own juice and stuff like that. And you want them to have before that starts, you want them to have a masticating juicer on hand. And
yeah.
Basically.
And all that is when they sign up, there's a whole list of things they do, including how to juice.
Okay. That sounds
great. Internet fast is a little different than having a juicing retreat and, we're preparing the juices. It's the way it goes. Yeah.
But this way you can reach people in any part of the world.
Yeah, that's right. This is our second international fast.
What programs are you?
Thing to do in today's situation for multiple reasons, as well as protection against, the COVID type thing.
Is there going to be a physical fasting center or some kind of center set up in your new location as well, or is it going to keep it online?
It's hard for me to want to say, in a way, only because it's so difficult. So I'm just staying focused on what we have now.
Okay.
Our next plan will be fasting retreats, when it's possible.
Yeah. Are there other programs that you're doing right now or starting besides the fasting?
Yes. After the fast, we're having a zero point, which is a way of working with your mind to clear anxieties, depressions, and kind of make a clear mind so you can transcend the mind. So it's different levels. It's a 4-day course. But it really empowers people. It really empowers people to kind of gain control over the mind and use the mind in a productive way.
Do we know when that's going to be?
It starts on May 6th, I think.
And that
they can just go to drcousins.com or treeoflife. Okay.
And that's a 4-day. Course.
Yeah, it's 6 hours a day for 4 days, and it's right after the fast. People like the fast, clear the mind, and then do this zero point, so their minds are already clear to begin with.
Okay, wow, sounds incredible. All right.
Yeah, it's simple. We also have a meditation retreat once a month, and we're doing one this weekend. Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, we're meditating 3 times a day, with the Shaktipat, the awakening of the spiritual energy. I'm trying as hard as I can to support people.
Yeah. That's good.
It works, and that's our idea. So that's starting this weekend. We have it once a month.
You're talking about the terrain theory and taking care of your terrain. This is a higher aspect of the terrain, basically, right?
Yeah, but it's critical because where your mind goes is where you go. So if your mind is elevated, you're activating your soul energy in a way that it can't be taken from you or compromised.
Right. Okay. Well, I've kept you 1.5 minutes after your time, so I apologize. But hopefully.
Oh no, don't apologize. It's fine because it's really important what we just said. People, this is the most important time to do a fast, to go deep and connecting with your soul. Because what we're doing in the American society, really worldwide, but America's really being hit hard, is we're losing our souls in this thing.
It's kind of an important priority.
Yeah. Yes. And that's why I'm saying it's how I started the talk, and that's how we're in it, is you want to maintain the connection with your soul, because without that, nothing matters. And that's the battle today with the dark and light, is not losing yourself.
Right. And if you take care of yourself, you're going to affect everybody else too, right?
Oh, yeah. Very positively that way.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we really appreciate
you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to work with you. And I bless all the listeners that they really get it. And understand our sole purpose is to wake up and know our oneness.
Yeah, and you're talking about wake up for real, like experientially, not just in being able to list the things that are going on and stuff like that.
I'm talking about spiritual awakening, which is beyond the mind.
Exactly, exactly.
A direct experience of the divine.
Yeah, yeah. That takes care of pretty much everything.
Yes, it does.
It's a beginning, really. Okay, well, thank you, and hopefully we'll talk to you very shortly.
Okay, Richard, take care. Blessings to you and all the listeners, and to Doug.
Thank you.
Because you're holding the energy to make this happen.
Thanks, right. Dr. Cousins.
Okay.
Okay.